Today we're launching a new £3.2 million fund, the Climate Change Programme Malawi, which we hope will help people in Malawi to learn how to adapt to the impact of climate change, particularly in respect of flooding, managing water and drought, and thinking about their resilience to that. Scotland is in a really good place in terms of our climate change emissions. We've almost halved emissions since the baseline of 1990. But we do have a moral responsibility to other parts of the world. We're one of the places where the Industrial Revolution started. So in a sense, we were in at the beginning of the causes of climate change. And those countries that are going to suffer most, like Malawi, have not been benefiting from all of the industry that we've had. They are, however, going to suffer disproportionately. And I think it is a responsibility that we have to help them. So this money over a 3-year period will go directly into communities in Malawi to help them deal with the consequences of the climate change that the rest of the world has effectively brought upon them. Scotland, of course, is embarking on even tougher ambitions now. We are wanting to set a 90% target by 2050, which will effectively mean net zero carbon dioxide by 2050. So we will have effectively decarbonised by that point. Now, that's really great news. We need to be doing it. Other countries need to be doing it. I'm glad that Scotland is in the forefront of that, but we can't allow places like Malawi to be left behind.